I've noticed something has changed since I was little in the world. Something really has changed. When I was young, all the kids in my neighborhood hung out together after school and on the weekends, all of them. We would run into each other's houses, and whoever's mom was the lucky one for that day, they would feed all of us. There was like 12 of us at a time. And we played in the streets, and we investigated the forests, which were probably only like two or three trees, but it seemed like a forest at the time. And we would walk on the train tracks, which was probably super dangerous, but we'd follow them to like this huge lake, which was probably just a pond, but then we would catch tadpoles, and we would just play all the time until it was dark, because there was like one rule in our entire lives, and that was like, go home when it's dark. And that's what we did every single day. And my parents didn't know all my friends' names. I didn't even know all of their names. And at any given moment, my parents had no idea where I was. I might have been five blocks away on my bike buying Garbage Pail Kids cards. Does anybody remember those? Yeah, they were a lot of fun. At the convenience store and chewing on their bubble gum that was disgusting and probably like a year old. Or I could be like two houses away on the second floor of my friend's house, dropping his hamster from the window with this toy Spider-Man parachute and seeing what happened. You didn't ever know what we could be doing, but my parents didn't know, I'll tell you that. But they never seemed afraid for me. I guess they believed I was gonna be all right. They trusted the families living around us were probably gonna be okay, I guess. And I want you to understand, all this was happening in St. Paul, Minnesota. It wasn't small town Fontenelle, Greenfield, Bridgewater. It was like in the middle of the city when this was happening. A big city. That's where I grew up in elementary school. And yet, I never was alone. I didn't want to be alone. I'm an only child. I wanted to be with all these people. And it seemed like everyone around me could be trusted. Nowadays, that's just not the case. Youth and adults are isolated more than ever, and we don't seem to trust anybody anymore. 50 years ago, maybe more than that, but I still hear stories about people hitchhiking their way to and from college. Maybe some of you even did this, I don't know. I could not imagine letting one of my kids hitchhike back and forth from college, you know? I don't trust people enough to let them do this, and I know exactly where my kids are all the time. If they have a phone, I expect them to text me where they're going, what they're doing, and if they forget, I have Life 360 so I can follow them like a stalker. Isolation and mistrust are the norms today. When I was a kid, I was encouraged, really encouraged, to make friends with people I didn't know, adults or kids. Today, we teach our kids to stay safe by not talking to strangers, ever, right? And yet, in order to become a resilient disciple of Jesus Christ, you have to forge meaningful relationships with people of all ages. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. This is what Hebrews says. Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So I believe even as far back as the book of Hebrews was written, which was 63 AD approximately, so like 30 years after Jesus died, there is already a tendency for Christians to isolate themselves. And what it was saying was, you gotta keep meeting together as Christians. It's extremely important, even if you don't want to. Spending time in a Christian community really helps you, and it forms you into a disciple that God calls you to be. Because, I mean, you can get along with it for a while, but there will come a time where you need people. You need them to support you and to lift you up. And if you have a foundation of trust with people of all ages, the chances that you're gonna stay resilient in your faith, they're gonna increase by a lot. Because in spite of a society that's coercive to our faith, it's going to stay stronger than if you try to stay faithful all by yourself. So my son, Micah, was 2 weeks old when we moved here to Fontenelle. And so this church is the only church community he's ever known. One time when he was little, I'm guessing 5 years old, maybe it was like 5, 6, 7, 8, I don't know. But he had a birthday party, and we allowed him to invite some friends. So I don't remember exactly, I might be a little bit off about this. I was trying to ask him, do you remember who we invited? But I'm just gonna give some names, you'll get the point, okay? He asked for these people to come to his birthday party. Josh, Dave, Bob, Barb, Jack, Dominic, Molly, and Bruce. So who are these people? We're talking like Josh Nelson, Jack Berg, Dominic, Brahini. I mean, those are people his age. I mean, that makes sense. But then there's people like Dave Huff and Bob Jacobson. And then there are people like Bob Quick and Molly Lamborn and Bruce Westfall. And we all had them over here eating pizza and stuff. Because those were his friends. And he knew them all from church. And from his perspective, that made sense. I don't think it's normal for, you know, the kids his age to have had like a friend group like that. But I think that this is a wonderful picture of what our lives could be like as Christians. That our lives could be like this. That we would have meaningful relationships with people our age, older, and younger. It's important to have people our own age. I mean, I think this makes sense. People are in our own class, people that have experienced things just like us, that we can relate to, that's really important. But it's also important to have people to look up to be our mentors. People have already gone through these experiences, and whether they like succeeded or failed, it's nice to hear their stories. So we can at least know someone made it through, or, you know, don't do that, or, you know, I made it through even though I did that. Like, it's really important. Finally, it's also important to have people in our lives who are younger than us, that we can be like an example for them, that we can guide them through their difficulties in life as well. And you get that in a church. It's one of the few places where you have this intergenerational melting pot where you can really learn from each other. To become a resilient disciple of Jesus Christ, that means one who's not going to fall away from the faith when your relationship with Jesus is challenged. I have to encourage you to build relationships with people of all ages. People who mean something to you, that you can learn to trust. And start building this community within the church. It's just a place to start, but it's a good place to start. Now, some places in our church, I already see this happening. Places like Grove that just ended, confirmation class, high school KFC, Kids for Christ. I see a strong community forming there just with the youth, but it's also with the adults, like the teachers and the helpers and the kitchen people that help with Grove. They build a bond too, especially when the kids are crazy and they're like, did you experience this? Yeah, I did too. I mean, it's a way to say, but we made it through. I see strong people, communities forming in Bible studies that we have going, and the men's group. Sometimes these groups only last a short period of time, like the Chosen Bible study series, or like Financial Peace University. It only lasted a certain number of weeks. But then sometimes these communities last for a really long time. I would feel that with our praise team. I've been in the praise team for the whole time I've been here, like 14 years. So I feel very close to those people. Or like the women's group. These women come like once a month and meet together and do all kinds of things. And they've been doing this for years. So it's important to come to church, yeah. But being a part of a smaller group from the church is also super duper important for your faith. I also encourage you to find one or two people to look up to, a mentor. And sometimes it's hard to do this, I know, but I think it's really important. Usually people who are older than you, or at least more mature or experienced in some aspect of their faith. It took me a really long time to find a pastor friend that I could really look up to, who I really respected. But now that I have one, I'm really grateful for it. Because when I have struggles that only a pastor would understand, or, you know, that I don't understand, but they've lived through it, I can talk to this person. It's really helpful. And also, I really respect a lot of you here at church as well, and I was going to list them, and then I thought I'll probably hurt people's feelings if I don't list them all. So I'm not listing anybody, you know. That's the rule. If you don't have enough snacks to give to everyone, you can't bring any snacks at all. But a lot of you, I really respect, and I learn from you, and I'm grateful for that. But I pray that if you don't have one or two people, that you really pray about it, and you maybe ask, could you be my mentor? Could I talk to you when I'm struggling with things so that you always can keep growing spiritually? Finally, and this is also really important, invest your time with two or three other people who might be less spiritually mature than you, who might be younger than you, because there are people you can teach and support through their struggles, that you can serve them, and you can help them stay accountable in their walk of faith. People you can disciple and encourage to become more resilient in their own walk with Jesus. And this is going to help you grow as a servant of Jesus Christ as well. See, I think the devil wants to keep us isolated. He wants to keep us unable to trust others. If he can separate us from one another, it's a lot easier for him to take us down individually than as a group. But Jesus says, wherever two or three are gathered in his name, he's going to be there among us. I mean, this is a great promise that God is always going to be with us when we're in a group. He's not going to leave us all by ourselves. So in a time where isolation and mistrust are the norms, I encourage you to forge meaningful relationships with Christians of all ages. And that way you're going to find that your relationship with Jesus gets much stronger as well. Amen.